people you have coming on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Home Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, well. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank our 48,000-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on this platform of Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And it's truly an honor and a blessing. This is definitely listener-supported radio. If you don't listen to what we put out there, then we wouldn't have any audience. And as you know how we do every time we open up this show, again, my grandson allows us to use his voice. And so, you know, you just finished hearing from Isaiah. And I need to now do is go to our reading for the day from Daily Motivations for African American Success by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough. And, you know, Dennis Kimbrough is a very, very powerful person. You know, he's written several books. He has What Makes the Great Great, but a lot of you probably know him from his premier book he wrote, which was on the tip of my tongue, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Yes, he ended up getting his hands on the transcript that Napoleon Hill was working on before his death. Napoleon Hill was working on a book of achievement for African Americans, same as his Think and Grow Rich book. And so what Dennis Kimbrough was able to do was take that book to a whole nother level, and thus we ended up with his book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. So the reading for the day, September 28th, Boomerang. Quote, of all of the qualities necessary for success, none comes before character, unquote. Ernesto Perko, CEO of E.B. Boeing Company. Reading for the day. A young woman preparing to entertain guests went to a small grocery store to buy food. He stopped at the meat counter and asked the butcher for a large chicken. He reached down into the cold storage compartment, grabbed the last chicken he had, and placed it on the scale. This one weighs 4 pounds, ma'am, he said. Quote, I'm not sure that would be enough, unquote, the woman replied. Don't you have something bigger? The attendant put the chicken back into the compartment, pretended to search through the melting ice for another one, and then he brought out the same bird, discreetly pushing his hand gently on the scale. Ah, he said with a smile, this one weighs 6 pounds. I'm still not sure that's enough, the woman said with a frown. I tell you what, wrap them both up. I'll take both of them. A dishonest person is his own worst enemy and is in his own victim. When a person does something dishonest, he is essentially tossing a boomerang. How far it will travel, no one knows. Only time will tell how great or how small a circle it will reverse. But eventually it will come back swift and unseen to the person who released it. The same principle holds true when a person conducts himself in an honest or forthright fashion. Good results from good acts are just as certain as bad results from bad acts. Each act is an unfailing boomerang. Honesty pays. This may be the quickest way to build your fortune. And this is a very, 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 very powerful story there, that story right there. You know, the man thought he was going to get over. He didn't know that she was going to ask, well, wrap them both up. And but the whole lesson in that is, you know, make sure if you're going to be an entrepreneur, make sure that you are honest with your customers. Make sure that you don't promise something that you can't do. And, you know, you just want to make sure that you do that. Those are things that are very, very important in the lifespan of an entrepreneur and the lifespan of a successful business. That honesty is everything. Honesty and integrity. So you want to make sure that you do that. Okay, as you know, tonight is Wednesday night, and we have Ask the Doc. Who is the doc? Dr. Mel Butler is a trailblazing civil rights pioneer and native of Baltimore, American, and one of 12 children. His accomplishments include Morgan State University graduate, a BS in marketing, dual MBA, simultaneously in marketing and management, over 50 years of marketing innovation with his work at the First Technology Commercialization Center, which included the evaluation of the Hummer, Hot Pockets, Bad News all-purpose sauce that changed the landscape of barbecue sauce recipes across the United States. Dr. Butler is a certified master consultant in evaluation and marketing of diamonds. Participated in talent consulting for Disney, Ford Motor Company, and United Airlines, as well as a consultant and contractor for Small Business Administration, MBDA, and the Commerce Department. Dr. Butler, a champion for the cause of youth empowerment, continues to work with nonprofits to benefit youth in areas of training and development. He also partners with organizations such as Faces Going Places, 501c3, ACE, Alliance for Career Education, LLC, the Harlem Wizards, the Harlem Globetrotters, and Universal Soul Servants. Along with his passion for golf, Dr. Butler continued to utilize his enormous leadership by creating job training programs and representing retail, food, and beverage sports and entertainment interests through his work at Market Maker to Markets. And so with that said, let's introduce our guest. I just gave you his bio. And Dr. Butler, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, I thought you were talking about somebody else. I was going to get my book and go get a signature. Get me an autograph. I was like, who is he talking about? That guy must be something else. But thank you, Jahi, and you know, you are a legend too. One day, the next time we come on, as a matter of fact, we need to do that because you and your wife have quite a pedigree yourselves. I was reading some articles, you know, on you guys. You were kind of regularly in the paper back in the day. Your nonprofit efforts and what you did for so many people back there is a court. It's a testimony to, I guess, what you opened the show with. It shows that your heart and your wife's heart have always been in the place for the people. And that's what we need today. We need to align ourselves with people that are like us, but yet they need to be honest, because if you're false, karma has a way of coming back to get you. It doesn't have to be on our time, but it will come back. So honesty, integrity, loyalty, those things are essential if you want to become a legend in business. Of course, nobody sets out. Everybody would like to be a legend, but really it's your activities, it's your work, it's the way you treat people that will really determine whether you're suitable to become a legend or not. And it's so, you know, we are blessed, I'm blessed, that this field called Genesis Marketing came from all the things that I actually learned as I went along and stumbled my way to all these different things that I just wanted to perfect them. When I really first started, it was with entertainment. I did the Battle of the Bands at the colleges and was able to do a little bit of stuff for CBS, like getting a cameo out on the market. I was able to get the Commodores from down in Tuskegee, because all they used to play with was a homecomings and one Holiday Inn that they had down at Tuskegee. And then finally they broke out, and I guess everybody knows, Lionel came, he went on his own, and then he became a big star. But I've been blessed to know a lot of entertainers and be put in the path of some. And tonight, we're going to talk to a couple of people that are like that. I mean, they are going through the challenges, have been tested by the fire. And one person that's on the phone, things happen in a mysterious way. This lady is an awesome person. We have to find a way to let you see she has enough stuff that she could fill a room. And she was like one of those people that would just get crowds to come around them when they saw them. But a lot of her stuff was done right over in Europe. And I'm going to let her tell you about her background, but the lady is awesome. I have seen her. She's multi-talented. She's one of those people, probably, if you put anything in front of her, she'd take a minute and study it, but then she could duplicate it. And we have known, I mean, just by accident, I'm going to let her tell that we were searching for one another over the past 4 or 5 years, and we were really looking for one another. And she really did the most of the work because she found me, and I was glad that she did. And she's on tonight. I'm going to let her tell some of her story, where she's been, who she's worked for. And she's typical of the type of people, believe it or not, that I've been blessed that come into my life. Regular people don't come into my life for some reason. It's always somebody who's destined for stardom or they're already there, and I just kind of come in and smooth out some of the edges. But, you know, you introduce me and people say, well, he didn't do all that stuff. Well, yes, I did, and I didn't go out to do it. But that young lady is Lorna, and Lorna is on the line. Lorna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I'm going to let you talk, because they might not believe me if I tell them this. You know, they fake that stuff. They like Trump. They're a fake piece. No, we're not fake persons. But, Lorna, tell them, really, bring them up. Take them from, where you
journey.
Were and some of the things.
Okay, yep. I'm going to start with the most important thing, something y'all said about being honest. Growing up, I should say my first process for success and getting the favor from the law itself that we live in, because supernatural things happened for me that was phenomenal, even to meeting Dr. Butler. First of all, I grew up, I wound up staying in a Jewish home. All of this was planned by the universe because I sowed the seed of righteous honesty. I was never religious, but I studied to know things of value and integrity. If you have those keys, those important keys, now I'm not going to say I was perfect, because as time go on, you got to get rid of yourself. You know, the old saying, you got to die daily in order to rebuild, because the universe is there. So I started off in this Jewish home with a doctor family. I began to learn the ways of the Jewish family. He removed me out of certain areas when I grew up. And then from there, to move forward, I went into the government working under Reagan, Bush, and Clinton. Didn't know that journey opened up doors for me to perform in Europe, Switzerland, France. And coming back here and doing things. I did 4 inaugurations. No, I'm not bragging. This stuff was supernatural. When people don't know, supernatural things do happen. And they can happen for each and every one of us. But your plate, your table has to be clean. Your life has to be clean. And you can't keep company with people that's going to block your process along the journey. So I learned working in top secret and being around these people to eliminate all people who was just holding on, bringing nothing to the table, not helping to push me up. You're either going to have people step on you, push you down. You need people to push you up. And Mel Butler, when he came around, he only added to the equation that I felt like I was out there by myself. Until I seen how supernatural things were happening for him. So the process was always, he was so kind to open doors. So from going from Switzerland to France and singing on the cruise line, and then I wound up, I made over $5,000 worth of jewelry. Anything I put my hands to, the process of the law is true. But here was the key. I stayed away from any imposters and people who was going to be a threat to my success and my journey. I'm still on the path. We will always be on the path, and we can learn from each other. I don't have all the secrets, but he is correct. And guess what? The blessings are still happening. The next process for me is to do concerts and go back to Europe. I was instructed to do so. When you live your life according to the law and the energy of law, we'll talk about that. You have a little birdie telling you, okay, it's time to stop, it's time to move, and it's time to go. But honesty and patience, and when you meet people who can tell you something, learn to sit down, buckle your seatbelt, and listen without telling them. That's all I want to share tonight. I hope
you got to share more than that. You got to share more than that.
You can ask questions. I mean, it's better. I mean,
I
there's
know.
A lot.
Let me ask you this. You worked with Reagan over in Europe. And I know you were part of something that most people probably know. Weren't you there when he did something that was special? You want to tell us what that was?
Well, when I was over there, the thing that Trump's dealing with now, I was the one working with the Russians, the Ukrainians and Belarusians. I partied with the Russians. It's a lot of things in my life that had happened, but I'm supposed to do a book. So when I worked with Reagan, not only that, with Senator Tower, who did some things in Europe that everybody talked about, of course, his life was taken in an airplane, and I've been around most of the negotiators on the arms talk. I learned when they were fighting the wars how to fight a war, and it's the same process that we need to learn to take and handle, and I'll share that later. So, yes, I worked with these people. I worked on the treaty. I helped sign the treaty. I set up the parties with the treaty. I partied with the people, but I also did some singing, wound up in the paper there. I have news articles of my performing in Europe at the same time in the evenings and weekends when I was there. But I worked about 9 months a year there. They paid me $10,000 every 3 months. That's what the spirit will do for you.
Uh-huh. Well, and you're such a unique person. When you came back to Baltimore, some of those people, I think I got a call from a lady the other day, and she wanted to know how I was in the entertainment business. I really, as a consultant, the entertainment business was what kept me going. And, of course, when you and I hooked up, most people don't know that you did a beautiful job, and it's people like you that made my job easy because you would do shows. You did a cruise line almost, yep, they
for
always wanted you for
straight,
it.
Every year they would fly me here and there, even to the point I started out when I first started my journey. I didn't go out. Everybody goes out. When they get in the business, they want money. Everybody, how much I'm going to make. Sometimes it's better to take nothing to get yourself in there, because if you say you're as good as you are, then there's nothing that's going to stop you. I remember telling the first guy, I said, look, just give me $40. I'll play some music as a DJ. Let me just play some music, because I used to open up for the Drifters. I've been in shows with Shirley Caesar, Vicky Winans, and them. And I remember saying, give me $40. The guy said, that's no money. I said, well, I tell you what, let's see how the people do when they come in your establishment. Do you know in that 1 month I made $1,000? I was able to go out and buy my own equipment. So when I began to look at how I treated my clients and my customers, yes, I was tired, but I never complained when I was in Europe. The money just kept coming. I was making $600 on top of the $10,000 they gave me every 3 months and my regular salary. So now, since I've been back and I sung all over Baltimore, D.C. or whatever, and did these inaugurations, I worked myself from the mayor's office for the crab feast for them giving me like, I split it with the girl. I said, just give me $500 for these days. Do you know I work myself up to $700 a day for 8 days? Can walk away with $5,000 in 2 weeks. And all of that is not bragging. It's because, you know what they said? We like you because you're not a fraternizer. When people call you, do your job, do your job. If you ever want to be successful in anything, you cannot deviate off the path and do what you want to do. You got to do what you're asked.
Yeah, well, Lorna, you know you've been an example, and nobody, when they talk on the line with me, when you're giving your story, that sort of it's a lesson to people that they can learn from. And we have, as a people, we have to not be looking for faults in people or looking for things that we can criticize them for. And certainly I want people to know what people that I work with do, because I always try to push them to a limit. And
you always empower people. You always empower. Yeah. You empowered. You made me feel good about myself when I went to an Obama golf tournament. And you said, Lorna, somebody messed up my car. You know how people are devious about when you're growing and trying to do. And Dr. Butler went and rented an automobile so that I could represent myself in a professional manner. And then it went to one of his friends saying, She needs a better car. If she's going through that, and they took me to the dealership, I put up my money now. But at the same time, these people stood there for me. He has an army like you wouldn't believe. He has an army, supernaturally. But guess what? Never once did I step out of the line. When Dr. Butler said to me stuff, I never argued with him. I never fight with him. I said, okay. If he said, Lorna, you need to do this, I said, okay. Obedience is a virtue. That's the only way you're going to learn. You have to do what you're told. If people think they're going to be successful in this world and they don't listen to anybody, they're setting themselves up for a great disaster.
Well, you're an easy role model for people to learn from. And like I, as I was telling some of my friends, I don't go on the air because I'm trying to enrich myself. I go on the air so that we can learn to work with one another and empower one another. And it was so good. I mean, you are so much a part of a family to me that when we talk on the phone, after being apart that long, then it's just like you're right back where you're supposed to be. So you know, for me, you don't have to work your way into me. You're as close to me as anybody that I know.
Right.
Because the experience working with you, we learn together, we struggle together, compare those bags and speakers and things out in the car and stuck them in there. And actually, it's a good relationship because a lot of people, they want to be successful, but they're not willing to pay the price for success.
They got the price.
And if you're not willing to make that sacrifice and put up something, you got to cut that bridge behind you. And you did that.
Yeah.
And as a young single lady, you know, working by herself, I mean, I many times, as you know, did not like to see you loading speakers in that car. You certainly did, and you never complained about it. And you are one of the best entertainers that I've ever worked with, and I've worked with some good ones out there. But
thank you.
I mean, you take the cake. You were as good off the stage as you were on the stage. And coming back into my life, we're going to make sure that those concerts, when you are well and your health, sometimes you've been fighting that battle. But you know, if it's your desire, we're going to make that happen. In fact, we're going
to
make it happen as soon as you say it.
Right.
My partner and I, we already talked about it. Huh?
Okay. I just want to say something. I always feel, I remember I used to go to New York. I used to have writers up there, and my dad used to work on a train, so I didn't have to pay. I was in a play in Washington. I would go from the train up to New York and work with these Jewish guys. And one thing I have learned is there are a lot of, somebody asked me in New York, well, you know, there's a lot of competition out there. I remember when I started off, you're always going to have people coming around you telling you what you can't do as far as your life. But here's what they said to me. Aren't you worried about there's other singers that could be greater? You know what? I'm going to tell whoever's listening on this line, I don't care what you choose to go into. Take your eyes off the world. Take your eyes off of what other people are doing. Focus on what you're doing. I came up with the conclusion. I said, no, I'm not threatened. And the guy said, why? I said, because I'm not working. They are working. I can put in 12 or 13 hours a day on my music, which I did. I didn't have an 8-hour job. I said, by the time the people in New York get finished paying for their apartments and they get back home, I done studied 12 hours. The guy said, I never looked at it that way. But you know what? You got to get in there and invest your time in whatever you do. And never worry about what somebody else doing. Because here's the case. You can take a great singer, can have a dynamic voice, but has a mind of a child, don't have the skills of honesty. So if you can get the whole package, that's dynamite. That's all I want to say. Your business will be dynamite.
Well, we're going to get together. I don't know how many of our listeners ever watched
somebody else talk. I'm finished.
No. We've been apart so long that this is good, and we have not personally met since that time. I only talked on the telephone, just so our listeners know. The people that I come, I think my life has been blessed that all of these people were really more famous than me, and they did outstanding things, and I think they need to know that, because if you're living right and you're transparent in the things that you do with the honesty and integrity and have the patience, then people like you, when they come into your life, they never go out of it. I can tell you now, I watched the Idol thing, the golden buzzer with the Idol, that show The Idol. I sometimes look at that for hours and hours. I'm looking at it so I can see and hear the people's stories, because that always brings me back down to level ground so that I know that people like you and why I'm put in the position that I'm in. And you know, when they do an outstanding job and they have a dream, somebody goes over and they push that golden button so that they know that they have gone through to the next round. Well, I want you to know that we just talked after all these years this morning, and at this time, I am on the phone to the listeners. They all can hear it. I am pushing the gold button for you.
Thank you.
That means that you go on through the round, and when you finish your medical work, as a witness to everybody on this phone, I will have you in the concert as soon as you tell me that you're ready. You just give me the notice that I need to put it together. So I'm telling you now, so that you can take that off the table out of your wish list. So I promise you,
I just want everybody to know I have a hernia because lifting all that equipment and doing all that stuff I had to do. I know I shouldn't have did it, but I did it, and it'll be in time. I'll be back, you know, much stronger. So that's why I don't mind sharing that. Yeah, I'm not sickly, I'm just mechanically. Yeah.
Well, you're on the team, and I accept that responsibility. And I promise that I would never let you down. And this is a part of it. So we will have that concert for you. And we'll have it in place. In fact, we're going to get a venue, and we'll probably have you perform. Guys on the phone, you don't know how good this lady is. And when you hear her talking about a person who can perfect the oldies, I was trying to get her. I'll have to put her in the studio now and get her back to doing the album that we were about to do. You know, when somebody just tried to pull us out of there, they didn't want that album to come out. But we're going to do it again. They did. And to the people, Lorna, you might want to know, everybody said I should write the book. I'm going to write it. But see, certain things have to happen.
Right.
You're coming back into the picture because that's part of the story. That's a big part of it. The things that you did, the craft piece and all those things that you did, the singing to the seniors. And folks, she's got a voice. I would wanted to say something a cappella, but I might be stepping over the line. So I'm not going to say that, but this show was for a few people like her. And if you call in and have a question for Lorna, then why don't you call on in? And the number is 845-241-9903. And even after I have my next guest, if you want to call in, and Lorna, I'm sure you can maybe hopefully stay by the phone. In case we get some calls and they want to ask you things. But folks, those that are just starting the business or those who have been in the business and sometimes it doesn't go smooth for you, don't give up. And she's an example of how having faith, having a belief, but yet having the patience and having people that you leave, you have made such a reputation for yourself that when you come back, the only thing they can do is take you back. Because if you've been above board and open with them and honest with them, you make a friend is forever. And certainly that's what she is. So if I was able to give her this entire hour, I would do it because she deserves it. She has been an excellent student, excellent learner, fantastic voice. And how many of you on this phone would have had a chance to meet somebody like this? And she just told you some of the things. See, when you go and see the things she's put together, the pictures that she has, the posters, I mean, she's one of the big posters that they put up on the wall, and you see her picture, you'll have to see that stuff that she's done. She's earned the right to be called a bona fide legacy. And I was so upset when I did a tribute to Black women, and she was not around, but we'll have to do one for her because she certainly has proven herself through time and through her performance that she is a winner. So, Lorna, thank you again for being on the line. And if someone wants to call in, Jahi, I guess we can hook them in and let them talk to them. Let them talk to Lorna. Another person that, the experiences happen all the time, folks. God is alive and well and doing miracles every single day. Sometimes we don't recognize it, but he does. And the gentleman, you heard a little bit from him before. But this is a gentleman that travels from D.C. here, D.C., Richmond, goes all over the place. And I think the last time I was not able to give you the full story on him or let you know how much of a celebrity these people are in their own right, not by me. I'm just blessed to be working with people, but it seems like this, everybody that we come in contact with, they are the product And I just go along for the ride. And I'm blessed to be able to say that they are my team, they're my partners. But this gentleman is one of the top trainers in the world, not in Baltimore, not in D.C., but in the whole wide world. And like the WIC program, many of you probably know what that is. Well, they look at him, and when he comes to their conventions on a regional level, on a national level, he just did one up in Syracuse, New York. But he's a trainer. He's a part of our team. And so if he's a part of our team, that means he's part of your team. And I want him to talk a little bit about this personal training and the things that he does for people. And he's been finding out this week, we all have been, that some force is driving this thing to be something that people will be talking about forever. And I want to introduce you back to Reggie, our trainer. We call him Hot Sauce. And he's been with me on the radio shows. He's done shows himself, and now he's a full-fledged partner and one of the people that we do a thing called Millionaires and Training. And he and Lorna will be in there. And I hope some of you will call me, write me, or email me that you would like to have a spot. You cannot come to our Millionaires and Training unless you are invited in. It is a full-fee seminar, but it's those people that we think are on their way and have something that they can turn into $1 million. All right? Right now, I'm going to turn it right over to Hot Sauce. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Reggie.
All right. Good to talk to everybody. Good to meet you, Laura, and everybody. I hope everybody's doing well tonight.
Yes.
All right. That's great. And I guess that's really what I want to talk about. I want to talk about wellness, because yes, I'm a personal trainer, group exercise instructor, and sports training specialist. I get athletes in shape and get them ready for their sports, and work with seniors too. Even do senior classes and senior line dance classes. I even work with adult daycare assisted living Alzheimer's dementia patients, and with kids, I help them to get in shape in their sport from the high school level or the middle school level all the way up to college. You know, I like to work with them in high school because my motto is to reduce or eliminate the cost of college. So far, every child that I've worked with in high school, they've gone on to get a full ride, a half scholarship. And so far, all of them have graduated. So I've got a perfect record with that. So nobody has had to pay full price for college. And they've been able to start a career doing what they love. But even in the midst of all of the people that I train and all the different age groups, I like to say I train from ages 4 to 104, there's one word that is present in whatever goals and whatever circle they're in, and that is wellness. And what that means is, not just wellness in your body, but that wellness, well physically, well mentally, peace of mind. Just that's what wellness is all about. Just being well. And not only being well, but being well on the right path and well on to the things that you need to do for your life. Because it does no good. You have all the muscles and bench press 500 pounds, but if you ain't got no peace of mind, my grandmother used to always say, ain't nothing like a piece of peace. And sometimes I don't want a piece, sometimes I want the whole pie. So I wanted to talk about wellness. And one of the things that often occurs when I'm helping clients out is everybody has these goals. I want to lose, Reggie, I've had you, can I lose 30 pounds in a month? Can I lose 40 pounds before this day? And everybody wants these goals and has these aspirations. And what happens is they pressure themselves into reaching their goals and put too much pressure on themselves to reach these goals. Well, once you begin to put too much pressure on yourself, you then begin to stress your body. Once you stress your body, you shut your metabolism down. You cause your body to inject fat into your fat cells. And the very thing you're doing to try to lose weight, you actually make yourself gain weight. And you also release cortisol, which is the very hormone that causes stomach fat. That's why I always tell people, the next time somebody's getting on your nerves, don't tell them you're getting on my nerves. Tell them, you know what, you're making my stomach big. And see what they do with that. So, but the object is to set realistic goals and to do things in balance that will enable you to keep your peace of mind and enjoy the journey, because the journey is what you develop, and the journey is going to give you the maintenance muscles to be able to maintain what you've got. It's no good to lose 20 pounds but not have the ability to keep the 20 pounds off, which most people, because they stress themselves out to get to those goals, they don't have the capacity to keep. That's why you see people, they drop 20 pounds in 4 months, 6 months later, and they gain 30 pounds because they haven't developed a wellness mentality. So on your way to any fitness goal, make sure you're well. How do you make sure it's well? Well, you make sure it's balanced. You make sure it's realistic. Fact of the matter is, in order to reach any fitness goal, it only requires you to do something every 72 hours. It takes 72 hours to lose the benefit of a workout. So most of the time, we're going to do something before more than one time in 72 hours. But understand that as long as you get something in within 72 hours, you'll still stay on track. Now, that takes about 70% of the stress off you right there when you think about that. So giving things in balance and being realistic with yourself and allowing your body to conform to your new wellness pattern. That's why you don't want to go too extreme, because you've got to give your tendons and your ligaments time to catch up with the new body that you're developing. I see a lot of people blow tendons and ligaments and muscles and knees and hips out because they're moving too fast, they're moving too extreme. Most of the time, I'm trying to capture something that they used to be 20 years ago. Now, let me tell you something. You can't capture 20 years ago. 20 years ago, you come and go. You into a new season now, and you need to learn how to enjoy the season and enjoy where you are. And that's what being well is all about, and wellness is all about, and being well-rounded. So if I could just leave something, leave that with you, I just want to leave that with all of the listeners. Be fit, but also be well.
All right, now, I tell you, if I had a clap machine, I would get it.
Yes.
Well done. And folks, yeah, on this line, you should tell your friends next time if they haven't called in. And I found that a lot of people will call up and listen. They won't say a word. They just call and listen. Well, I encourage you that you should really become a part of the conversation. You should be willing to call in, and every time anybody that calls in, they're part of the family. You're authorized to call in anytime while you're riding just to say hi to the fans. You never know what you may say on one of these Wednesday nights that could change somebody's life.
Yeah.
So every story is worth telling. Not all stories are worth reading, but every story is worth telling. So at least you give the person the opportunity to say yes or no. If they say no, that means that they're still growing. If they say yes, then you got another member you can add to your family. And so we're hoping that very, very soon, because we know there are a lot of people out there because they follow us on the radio show, and sometimes they think that they have not earned a right or they're not worthy to get in this kind of conversation. They certainly are, and we want you to, because we go through the same kind of things that everybody else does out there. The only difference between us and somebody is that we all know what patience. You don't know when your star is going to rise. It's not up to you to determine that. The surrounding, the earth, the atmosphere, everything will determine that for you. We just exist in this world. We're temporary renters in a world that does not belong to us. So the best thing that you can do, and just sit back there. People have ideas. They want to talk. But, you know, maybe you're not that kind of person. If you listen to this show long enough and you hear all the people that are going to come through here, and these are just not people. These are people who have made a change in not only their life, but the life of others. And if you want to be wealthy in my mind and body, you start hanging around with wealthy people. You start making things happen instead of making excuses, and you'll find that you can get some new friends. You'll say, well, I've got friends. Yeah. But if they're not pushing you in the right direction, which is upward, then maybe you need to go and re-look at the definition for a true friend. A true friend is going to be with you when it's cloudy. They're going to be with you when it's sunny. And if you don't have friends, you need to start making some. At least six of them, because you're going to need six at some point in life. You don't know what point that is, but you will need them. So to our listeners out there and the people that said, oh, I'm going to call in one Wednesday. There's a lot of people out there wondering when one Wednesday will come. Well, it should be the first Wednesday that you hear about this show. Come on and share the knowledge that you have, that somebody out there whose life you might change. And right now I'm going to let Jaheed, because, again, he's a gracious person hosting the show. And unless I kick him out there, he's not going to tell you all the good things that he's working on and that he's about. But I can guarantee you one thing, folks. One of my philosophy has been never leave a job undone. And very, very soon, you're not going to be able to get in on a conversation because of the people that are going to find out that they can do this. They can call here. They can get some help. And those people who might want to be a part of the Millionaires and Training Club, if you're not there yet, somebody says, money doesn't move me, then you're not standing in the right spot. Because if not, it will move you, and it will move you very, very high. So all the things that we talk about, they have opportunities tied to them. Jahi has opportunity tied to what he does. David Murphy has things tied to what he does. Reggie has things tied to what he does. I have tied. All of those things are opportunities that can help you as you reach out to help somebody else. They say it takes a village to raise a child. That's true if you got a village. What if you don't have a village? So you got to look at that. Definitions are good. People say we're like crabs in a barrel. They say it negative. I tend to switch it around. Those crabs are smart. Mm-hmm. I never saw a bushel of crabs going for the bottom. I always see them trying to get out the top. That crab is not stupid. Yeah. He figures daylight up there. And the best way for me to do it is climb on your back. See, somebody carried us to where we are on their backs. So we have to do the same thing. All right, Jahi, are you there? Come on in here, Jahi, and tell us what's happening in your world. Are you there, Jahi, or did we knock you off the phone? He might have his phone on mute.
Yeah, I mean, I was on mute. We got a question in the chat room.
Okay.
In the chat room, person had a question for Reggie. They wanted to know, what do you recommend for people who are dealing with someone who has dementia or Alzheimer's?
So recommend for people that's dealing with dementia or
Alzheimer's.
What was the question?
Well, you help with some senior. Yeah, you said one of the things you do is you help in senior nursing homes. So. Senior daycare center. So that was a question from one of our people that has a person they're taking care of that has dementia.
Well, one of the things that I do with the senior home, I have an exercise program called Seat Beat, and it's exercise right in the chair. All you need is a seat and a beat, and we roll. And what happens is by having them move around, it improves hand-eye coordination. And when it improves hand-eye coordination, it stimulates oxygen to the brain. And what it can do is it actually can slow down the dementia and Alzheimer's process, as well as also Alzheimer's and dementia, as well as it also can elevate their moods, change their moods. I find that they didn't have as many mood swings as long as they're exercising at least three times a week or doing some type of activity. So one of the things I recommend is get them moving around, get them walking around. If that person is interested in getting the DVD from me, I have a DVD of CB. They can contact me or Sweat and Go on all my media platforms. Or, Johnny, you give them my number, 793-5878. And I can get them a DVD of CP. They can pop it in and follow the seat and follow it. And when you're
can you give out that number again, Reggie?
It's 301.
Can you give out that number again, please?
Yes, it's
301-793-5878. Yes, sir.
5878. Got that?
Okay, we got it. Yeah,
I put it in
the
chat room
for
that. Is it okay if I just mention something about the Alzheimer's and dementia? I worked about 10 years at Future Care. It's all I did for 15 years. If you have a parent or someone that's going through, do music theory around them. Play some music that they can relate to. It keeps the mind stimulated, right along with exercising. If you can play music, find out what they like and keep music playing, keep their mind going. But don't just let them sit. A lot of people just leave them to themselves, put on the TV. I did three floors of different type of patients, and it's a great therapy. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Lord, and I'm glad that you put that in because I'm glad you put that in because with what I do with seat beat, it's the only thing that doesn't move is the seat. Where you,
right.
you feel like you got to put your belt on because it's always done to music. Everything I do is done to music. And the thing that I noticed and that I did a long time ago because it was some God-given thing given to me about 15 years ago is I condition the music according to the crowd. So
that's right.
So I've done everything from seniors all the way up to high schoolers. I broke down a high school football team one time in the chair.
Mm.
And the thing about it is I always make the music that they can relate to. So if I'm in an Alzheimer's dementia unit, we go into Motown, we go in the 70s, they go hit Ohio Players.
Yep.
And I tell you what, I can't leave. They won't let me leave. And we
and
roll it, and it does elevate that mood. So you're exactly
right.
That music makes a tremendous difference.
Yeah.
And to our listeners out there, so folks, you can have somebody else tell somebody, give them the number for next week, and let's see if we can spread this word and spread some things because it's very beneficial. That way, when they want to write a book and whatever it is they want to do, then they will know that they've got somebody behind them. And give a shout out when you mention music. Some of the people that are not here. Because most people that we handle, they are extremely successful and extremely busy, and I appreciate that. But we want to give a shout out to DJ Five Star. You mentioned music, because he is the one that does math through music, and he does it with his DJs. And he is out in Houston at a week long seminar. Of course, you know I wanted him if he had time to just call in wherever my friends are from around the world. Asking him to get hello. Many of these people will be at my Faith Meeting and Training Seminar. So you guys want to stay on the line and hit Jahi or hit somebody up to let me know that you're interested. And the next time, just bring a friend with you or make sure you give them a number and they call in so this can end up being a real good family discussion to the benefit of all. All right, Jahi, you got it. I have a preview.
Okay, I want to thank those that are Dr. Butler's guests for tonight. Lorna, what's your last name?
My last name, I changed it back to my Indian name, is Moten, Moten, Moten.
Okay, Lorna Moten.
First name, Lorna, Lorna,
Lorna, okay, Lorna Moten.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, Lorna.
Mm-hmm.
And Reggie, your last name. Reggie, what's your last name?
Oh, Thornton. Thornton.
And Reggie Thornton. I really want to thank our guests, and of course, definitely want to thank Dr. Butler, who, you know, we do the show with him every Wednesday night here on Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, just want to, again, thank our sponsors. Our sponsors right now is, until we get some new ones, is the Voitex. And what is the Voitex? The Voitex is your own free online booking engine that allows you to save money. 85 to 90% of the time, we beat the price of Expedia and Priceline, enabling you to get more bang for your money. And for those that want to become Voitex owners, whatever the customer saves, that comes back to you in the form of a commission. So it's a business that you can build, or you can be a supporter of our Voitex, which is Movements Unlimited's Voitex, and help us with raising money for the activities and endeavors that we participate in. And, you know, again, we just thank all of those that have taken advantage of the Voitex. And, you know, and it's just great that tonight, you know, we had these people on to share their story, share their vision. And I want to close out with something I got from Dr. Frazier. Some of you might know him, Dr. George Frazier of the Power Networking Conference. And he has this thing he calls the Balding Frog. And he talks about if you put a frog in a pot of water and it's boiling, he's going to automatically jump out. But if you put him in some cold water and just slowly heat that pot up over and over again, heating it up and heating it up, that he will stay in that pot and it will boil him to death. And so he used that analogy to talk about, you know, what's going on with those of us in this country in terms of I'm talking about black people. Is that, you know, we, white people, constantly, well, white supremacy constantly turns up the temperature on the pot. And mm-hmm. as opposed to us jumping out of the pot, you know, we make adjustments, but ultimately the boiling water will kill us. And so he has this card he has out called, and I send it to you, Dr. Butler. It's called the Boiling Frog card. And he says, our mindset equals our consciousness. One of the five things he says that we need to focus on. One, a narrow cultural vision. Focus on excellence and making black people great first. In other words, we should be definitely have a race conscious and focusing on, besides all else that we do, how can I make my people great first? And then those that have the means but do not contribute to black excellence, that we need to socially isolate and ostracize them. It says, you know, the Jews don't allow people that's not supportive of Jews to be able to strut this stuff. And one of the people they talked about was one of the rappers that I like, Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre gave $40 million to USC and gave nothing to the historical black colleges. The last time the historical black colleges had a major contribution was when Bill Cosby and his wife gave Selman $20 million. Since then, black people have, you know, no one with the means except for the brother Robert Smith, who took and paid off the student loan debt at Morehouse College for the graduating seniors. And that was a noble act on his part, and he did a lot, you know, that helped a lot with what they was doing. Coalesce around our vision and not just our pain. Support initiatives that promote our business, economic blueprint, and wellness. So it's important that we support those things that, not, as my father used to say, not who shot John at midnight, but, you know, who helped uplift somebody.
That's
who
right.
Made something happen that was possible to make someone else be able to accomplish more. So that's important. The next is connect the dots. Think networking, leverage more effectively and collectively resources and intellectual capital. You know, networking is very, very important, you know, in terms of how we network with people. That's what we're doing tonight.
Right.
And the last one he has out there is think entrepreneurially. Be innovative and master marketing. Excel at branding and sales skills. So these, you know, things that he said that's very, very important that we focus on. And then he says, you know, there's some new habits equals new comfort zones. Having an insatiable appetite for personal growth and development, driven by the need for constant, never-ending improvement and lifelong learning, actualized by greater knowledge of self, less entertainment, and more study and reading. There's a study that came out that says that the average black person watches over 72 hours of TV a week.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, if you're watching that much TV, you know, you're getting programmed with all of these different commercials, and that, you know, how much do you spend on personal growth and development? I mean, I spend a lot of money going to workshops. I spend a lot of money on programs. I spend a lot of money on books because the thing is I want to make sure that I feed my mind. The next thing he has is have a burning desire to be obedient to seeking the answer to this question. What does God want from me instead of what do I want from life? What does God want from me? I mean, I had a student's thing earlier today with Robert Kiyosaki. Robert Kiyosaki, you know, a lot of us think of him as a business person, you know, real hardcore business. But he said that, you know, that he used the term the universe. He says the universe has something for you. He says your job is to find it.
That's it.
You know, so find your answer. An aggressive, never-ending personal and group focus on equity and ownership instead of consumerism, consumption. Actualize through strategic alliances, joint ventures, and partnerships via connecting the dots. So learn, earn, and return. He says you got to learn, you got to earn, and then you need to return so you can give it back to somebody.
That's right.
And that's what we attempt to do here. So
right.
Again, I just want to thank Dr. Butler's guest for being on tonight.
Yeah,
and
thank
we're
you,
gonna,
too.
You're welcome. We're going to close out with our theme song. Call It's My Time, If It's Not Our Time, and Whose Time Is It?
Time to claim my destiny. Time to
Okay, good night.